بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأولية في ابتداء ولا لأزلية في انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته الأقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونفس وما سواها. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. صلوات. There are two words which we use that are derived from the same root word. One is khalq and the other one is khulq. The root word of both, the root of both is the same, but the meaning is diametrically opposite. Khalq is related to the zahir and the creation of the person, and khulq is related to the batin and the soul of the person. And the plural of khulq is akhlaq, which we usually translate as morality and ethics. And our religion, Islam, is preaching to have both the khalq, that means the zahir and the apparent appearance of a human, and the khulq, that means the batin, siratul insan, sirat-e insani, how we say in Farsi, or the batin and the inside of the person, which is related to his ruh, both have to be tahir and pakiza and clean. And Islam considers the real beauty to be related to the soul of the person, not the body. It's the soul of the person which is defining the personality of a person, and the zahir should be a mirror towards the batin. And the zahir has to be similar to the batin, if not better than the batin. If the zahir is better than the batin, then this person is one of the beloved servants of Allah. And if the zahir of a person is very nice and pure, But the batin of the person is zulmani and dark, then this person is far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. What causes a person to reach his takamul and spiritual perfection is again his batin and his khulq. And our scholars of akhlaq, ulama of sair wa suluk in Allah, have mentioned the three basic stages for the spiritual growth of a person, which is takhliyah and tahliyah and tajliyah. And these three are in a tarteeb and sequence. It starts with the takhliyah, which means a person gets rid of the haram and inhiraf and sin. So he removes the sin and inhiraf and haram from his soul. This stage is called takhliyah. And that next stage is after removing the inhiraf and the sin and the haram, then the next stage comes, that means adorning, zinat, tazneen, adornment of the soul with the jewelries and adornments of the values of Islam, the spiritual divine values. This is called the stage of tahliya. This is from the word hula in Arabic. And the third stage which has to follow in the tarteeb and sequence is tajliya, which is from the Arabic word of jila. It means that the soul should now, in the stage of tajliya, be the madhar and majla of the asar and impacts of the values that you adorned your soul with. You did the tazyeen of your soul in the second stage of tahliya. Now after you are done with that, its asar and impacts should now appear in your soul. And though that stage in which the asar of the values appear and your soul becomes the mazhar and majla of the asar and impacts of the values, which is, you know, related to the personal life of the human and also the social life of the human being, that stage is called tajliya, which is the final stage. And like our great, some of our great teachers have said, that if a person can manage to cross the stage of takhliya, then the rest of the two stages will automatically come. So the biggest hurdle in the way of the human being to reach its takamul and stages of perfection is the first stage, which is to cross, to overcome the stage of takhliya, that means getting rid of the haram and inhiraf and sin from the soul. Because remember, we already discussed that every haram and soul that a person performs is due to one or several sifat which are deep rooted in his soul. And those sifat are the root causes of the haram. So when we say getting rid of the haram, it gets back to the soul, not just a practical policy. The practical policy is rooted in the soul of the person. So we root out the root of the sins and inhiraf and haram from the soul, and that's how the process of takhliya is achieved. Now these three very famous stages of the takamul of the soul are derived from two verses of Holy Quran. First from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 1 after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That book, there is no doubt in it, a guidance for the muttaqeen. And the second verse, which is from Surah Al-Anfal, verse 19, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. O you who believe, if you have taqwa, if you fear Allah, Allah will provide furqan for you. And basically, you will have the ma'rifat provided by Allah to distinguish between the haq and the batil. In the light of these two verses, our scholars derive the three concepts of the three stages of the cleanliness, which is tahliya and tahliya and tajliya. And it should be in our minds that the whole three-stage process of takamul of the soul is founded on the concept of taqwa. So that's the foundation of in Islam, the foundation of spirituality is based on taqwa. That defines the personality of a human being. And obviously, the hometown of this taqwa is the soul, and that's where human soul becomes so great in the eyes of Islam. So much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn on the soul of the person. Look at the verse of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning of my speech, where Allah is swearing over the ruh, over the soul of the person, and the ruh is the one that distinguishes between good and bad, and it distinguishes between the, you know, values and the anti-values, and the taharat and the najasat and the nur and the zulmat of, you know. So these are the powers of the soul to distinguish. وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. That Allah is swearing on the soul and the one who created it, in other words, or proportioned it, in other words. So the ruh of the person is so great that when Allah blew the soul into Prophet Adam, that's where he commands all the angels to bow down, and also to Iblis to bow down. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ, when I proportion him, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, and I blew into him from my soul, فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ, drop down towards him in sajda, in other words. So Allah is asking all the angels and Iblis to drop down and do the sajda in front of Prophet Adam as soon as he put into the body of Prophet Adam was lying there since years and years and years. Allah did not command the angels to do sajda in front of the body. As soon as he put the soul into it, he commands everyone, all the angels and Iblis to bow. I'm mentioning Iblis intentionally as separate entity because he's not part of the Malaika, as some people assume. So as soon as the ruh is blown, Allah commands them to bow down. This is the azamat of the soul. And actually, how our scholars say is that the sajda towards the ruh of Prophet Adam, the ruh that was blown into Prophet Adam alayhi salam, was actually towards the maqam al-insaniyat. Maqam al-insaniyat. That means insane kamil. Allah is actually asking the angels and Iblis to bow down in front of the azamat of insane kamil. So it is the kamal of the human being, you know, because this nur is carrying, you know, this nur is carrying, it has some insane kamil, some perfect human beings, and because of those perfect human beings who serve as the khalifa of Allah, insane kamil is the one who holds the position and mansab of khilafat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because the insane kamil holds that high position, this ruh, Allah is commanding to do sajda in front of that ruh. Ruh is also divided by our philosophers into three: nabatiyah, and haywaniya and insani and nuraniya. Ruh is the vegetarian ruh or the ruh of the vegetations, and ruh of the animals, and ruh which is nurani that belongs to the humans. So the ruh which is found, there is a soul in the vegetations as well, which we call ruhun nabatiya in philosophy. There is no comparison with the human ruh. And there is also a ruh found, which actually we use the word nafs for that in falsafa. We don't use the word ruh. But in the real sense, it's all one and the same thing. We use the word ruh and nafs and qalb in Arabic for one thing. It's not three different things. It's just three different haysiyat and jihad and perspectives from which we are talking about one existence. From one jihad we use the word qalb, from another jihad and perspective we use the word ruh, from another jihad and perspective we use the word nafs. So actually it's one same thing. So but it's the haythiyat which is differing and varying from which perspective are we discussing. So the ruh of the person, the ruh is also found in the animals, which we usually use the word nafs for their souls, and the ruh is found in the humans as well, and this ruh is superior. And what makes us and our soul superior than the soul of the vegetations and the soul of the animals is the fact that we have the nur. It has the nuraniya. And otherwise, if a human being ignores his nuraniyat and just goes towards the zulmat, then we will be not only similar but actually worse than the animals and the plants, because animals and plants obviously don't have the capability to have takamul and to earn the nuraniyat. So insaniyat of the human is entirely depending on his nuraniyat. As much nur that he has and maintains in his spirituality, that distinguishes his soul from the ruhun nabatiya and ruhun haywaniya, the magnitude of nuraniya. If the nur is totally extinguished and killed, then all what remains is the zulmat, then this kind of soul is worse than the soul of the vegetations and the animals. So the ruh which has nuraniyat is the ruh of a human being which, because of the nuraniyat, will abstain from the harams and inhiraf and batil and sin. And obviously will then move forward towards the second stage which I discussed of, which is the stage of tahliya and adorning our spirituality with the values. And that's where the role of ma'arif comes in. So when we say abstaining from the harams and replacing the harams with the value system of Allah, so obviously we need to learn it, learn the ma'arif and the high level teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Salam, so that we empower ourselves to replace those things in haraf and batil and haram and zulmat with the nur and nuraniyat. Now the people who fail to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah is talking about the munafiqeen. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 17. مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. So we learn in the light of this verse that munafiqeen who are zulmani in their qalb is zulmani, what happens is their example is that, just like the person who is in a desert, in order to find his way, he licks fire so that he can discover his path, his way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a tufan, a storm, and the fire is extinguished. And again, Allah leaves him in the darkness where he is unable to see. That's how the munafiqeen are. So munafiqeen are deprived of the nur in their qalb, and this is because of the fact that they themselves did not, accept the Iman and the get rid of the Inhiraf and the Batil and the sins. So the Munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah used to go to the Kuffar and express their allegiance with the Kuffar, and used to say to them that we are actually with you, we are just faking with the Muslims. And when they used to come to the Muslims, they used to express themselves, show themselves, pose themselves as Muslims and supporters of the Prophet. And so if they found that the Prophet is powerful and strong, they would come and join the Prophet. Isn't it right? So they are basically not ready to have, they don't have the Iman to support, to believe in Allah and the Messenger and His teachings. They are just working for their dunya. And that's the reason why their zahir is different from their batin. Whereas Islam has been emphasizing constantly on building the values which help us for the for the takamul of the batin. So as soon as the Prophet discovers, remember the story when Imam Ali alayhi salam was the head of the battle, it happened with Qabila of Tayy, and this daughter of Hatim was brought, and she said to the Holy Prophet, he is now a captive. And she said to the Prophet, Ya Muhammad, halak al-walid wa ghab al-rafid. My father died and there's no one to take care of me. فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَنْ تُخَلِّي عَنِّي وَلَا تَشْتَمِتْ بِي أَحْيَاءَ الْعَرَبِ. If you find it appropriate, let me go free. That means set me free so that I don't become subject to, condemnation or ridiculing of the Arabs who are there. فَإِنَّ أَبِي كَانَ يَفُكُّ الْعَانِي. My father used to set the slaves free. So this is one of the sifat of her father that she is mentioning to the Prophet. وَيَحْفَظُ الْجَارِ. He used to protect the neighbor. وَيُتْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ. To give away the food. وَيُفْشِي السَّلَامِ. And openly, إِفْشَاءُ السَّلَامِ means openly saying the salam instead of having, feeling shy or feeling arrogant and not doing the salam. Or so وَيُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الدَّهَرِ. And used to help the people over the calamities and troubles and problems, and people were in hardships. My dad was such that he always used to help out the people in the times of their hardships. So these are some of the great divine values, isn't it right? Every value, wherever you find the values, even in a kafir, it turns back to the Anbiya. Every value learned by any human of any community is turning back to one of the Anbiya or several of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and A'imma alayhi salatu wasalam. So they are the ones who actually taught the whole value system. So Prophet learned about, Prophet heard her statement, she is a captive. And Prophet said, Ya Jariya, hadhihi sifatul mu'mineen. This is the attribute of the believers. She's talking about her father who died as a kafir. So obviously, if the Prophet said, هَذِهِ صِفَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَقًّا لَوْ كَانَ أَبُوكِ مُسْلِمًا لَتَرَحَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Obviously, we don't send the rahmat on the kuffar. Anybody who dies as a kafir, we don't send the rahmat over him. So Prophet said, if your father was a Muslim, we would have, in other words, sent rahmat over him. That means pray to Allah, in other words, to provide his rahmat over him. So, and then Prophet says to him that, Khallu an, says to some of those ashab that, Khallu anha fa inna abaha kana yuhibbu makarim al-akhlaq. Means set her free. Release her because her father used to love the exalted moral attributes, makarim al-akhlaq. So Prophet is so much in love with the divine values and ethical values of Islam that she is ready to set her free just because her father had some of these makarim al-akhlaq. So obviously this is the seerat of the Aimma alayhi salatu wasalam and the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Islam is basically asking us to get back to our insaniyat. The taqwa of a person is going to exist and happen when insaniyat is protected. That means becoming above the stage of the hayatul nabatiyya, the vegetational life, or the hayatul haywaniyya, the animalistic life. So, and أَيُّنَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمْ كَالْمَرْضَى وَرَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ كَالْطَبِيبِ. Isn't that right? So the people, you are like the ill people and the Lord of the universe is like the doctor. فَصَلَاحُ الْمَرْضَى فِيمَا يَعْلَمُهُ الطَّبِيبِ وَيَقْتَرِحُهُ. And the betterment of the sick people is in what the doctor suggests for them. Not what the sick person himself wants. Ala fasallimu lillahi amrakum takun minal or takunu minal faizin. That's the maqul and riwayah. So in the dua that we read in the month of Sha'ban which we are in, we say obviously towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu was salam that Ya'manu man rakibaha wa yaghraqu man tarakaha. That means anyone who gets aboard that became secured, and anyone who the ship, the safina of Ahlul Bayt, in other words, anybody who didn't get aboard the ship was got drowned. And also al mutaqaddimu lahum mariq, the one who takes a lead over them has gone out of the maraqa, means kharaja. You get out of the hudud of Islam. If you take a lead, remember, Prophet has said that, you know, فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا وَلَا تَقْصُرُوا عَنْهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَعْلَمُوهُمْ. Isn't that right? So don't take a lead over Quran and Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Salam, otherwise you would be devastated. تَهْلِكُوا هَلَاكَتْ وَلَا تَقْصُرُوا عَنْهُمَا. Don't stay behind them. They are walking and you are leaving them behind, and you are doing your own pace of walking without getting forward to join them. So this is going to also cause destruction. وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمْ. Don't try, don't teach them nothing. وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَعْلَمْ مِنْكُمْ. Because they are more knowledgeable than you. وَالْمُتَقَدِّمُ لَهُمْ مَارِقٌ وَالْمُتَأَخَّرُ عَنْهُمْ زَاهِقٌ. And the one who stays behind, stays back, and doesn't join them, he is going to be removed. زَوَال, he's زَائِل, he's not going to stay. وَاللَّازِمُ لَهُمْ لَاحِقٌ. And the one who gets along with them is going, the one who joins them. So basically, we find that in Tuhaful Uqul, Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam had said to Hisham ibn al-Hakam that, Ya Hisham, kana amir al-mumin alayhi salam yaqul ma ubidallahu bi shayin afdal min al-aql. Imam al-Qadhim alayhi salam had a great discussion, the great advices that he gave to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, who was one of the great mutakallimeen of our tariq. So he says to Hisham that Amir Mumin alayhi salam used to say that ma ubidallahu bi shay'in afdal min al-aql. Allah is never worshipped through anything superior than the aql. The best way, the best thing with which you can worship Allah is your aql. That means you need to have proper tafakkur fi umur Allah. Isn't that right? Instead of just standing up and starting to pray with your a'za and jawarih and parts of the body, and praying and praying and praying and reading tilawat of Quran with your lisan and your tongue, this is not the most afdal worship of Allah. The most best way Allah is worshipped is through your aql. Look at the greatness and depth of the statement. Ya Hisham, kana Amir Muni alayhi salam yaqul, ma ubidallahu bi shay'in. Allah is not worshipped better than, more superior than aql. Wa ma tamma aqlu imrihin hatta yakuna fihi khisalan shatta. And the aql of a person is not complete until there are several attributes in him. Al-kufru wa sharru fihi ma'munan. That means kufr and evil is secure in him. He is not going to end up doing kufr anytime. He is not going to end up doing evil. That's how, these are the signs whether the aql of a person is kamil and tam and perfect and complete, or still childish or incomplete. You know, there are maybe people 95 years of age, but they behave like children when it comes to ta'akkul and tafakkur and understandings. They're behaving like children, isn't it right? And there may be youth who are young, but they have the higher level of tafakkur and ta'akkul better than some of the adults. Hisham ibn Hakam is one of those young men. Hisham was a young man. He was a young boy, you can say, young man. You know, and Imam alayhi salam, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to respect him a lot. So we find, so this is about kufr and shar are protected. The kufr, not necessarily we do the kufr aqidati. We sometimes end up, some people end up doing the kufr amali as well, isn't that right? Not going for Hajj. One example for kufrun amali. Isn't that right? The Holy Quran says, Lillahi ala nasa hajjul bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Isn't that right? And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, Inna Allah ghaniyun anil alam. Wa man kafara, fa inna Allah ghaniyun anil alam. Wa man kafara. And whoever does the kufr, Allah is ghani. So our scholars have mentioned that, you know, obviously, so we have several a'mal, if we disobey, is regarded as kufr amali, if not the kufr aqaidi. So kufr and shar, the dua of a person, another example, if a dua of a person is not accepted, some people end up doing kufr, saying words and statements which is equal to not believing in Allah. Isn't that right? Why is this happening to me? Because the person does not understand the nazariyat of bala and test and fitna from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسَبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Isn't that right? Do the people think that they would say أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا, they would say that we have iman, and they will not be tested? It's not going to happen. So obviously, when the test arrives, some people end up doing kufr. And they say things which are, they lose their hope. Losing hope is another sign of kufrun amali. You know, naumidi. You know, if a person loses his hope completely, that is also a bigger sin and equal to kufrun amali. So al-kufru wa sharru fihi ma'munan. That's how, these are the sign of the perfection of the aql of a person. That's how you can obey Allah in the best way. So the kufr and shar, no matter what happens, you can never going to harm anybody and do evil towards anyone. You will never end up doing kufr. Your iman is protected. All you will give to others is your adl and your insaf and your khair. Not the shar and zulm. Not the I become angry, I end up doing zulm, I don't do insaf towards people. Isn't that right? So this means that a person's aql is not kamil. And وَالرُّشْدُ وَالْخَيْرُ فِيهِ مَأْمُولَانِ. And rushd means growth, and khair means goodness, is expected from him. So no matter what situation happens, a person who has the kamil akal, he will be always in the stage of rushd, he will always have rushd, constantly growing, and always provide khair. وَفَضْلُ مَالِهِ مَبْزُولٌ وَفَضْلُ قَوْلِهِ مَكْفُوفٌ. And extra of his money is given, and extra of his statements are stopped. So he doesn't talk any extra speech, extra talk, unnecessary talk, unneeded talk, extra talk. And the money which is more than his needs, which is فَضْلُ مَالِهِ, extra money, mabzool, he's always ready to give it away, in other words. وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ دَهْرُهُ. His whole life is not going to make him satisfied and full from knowledge. So that's how, this is the sign of the kamal and perfection of the aql of a person, that his whole life he will serve to learn knowledge. He will never be satiated and full and feel complete. Now I'm a knowledgeable person already, I don't need to learn further. This is not the sign of the kamal of the aql. Kamal of the aql is that he will always, throughout his life, he will never feel full from the knowledge. So always go for them. Go for the knowledge. And وَالذُّلُّ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مَعَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْعِزِّ مَعَ غَيْرِهِ. Becoming zaleel and humble is more beloved to him in front of Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then becoming mu'azzaz, muhtaram, aziz, respectable in front of other than Allah. There are people who want to gain respect in front of the, enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because they think they will become aziz and mu'azzaz by doing that. Although they will never become aziz, because fa'innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Quran has made clear that entirely is with Allah. Allah. In other words, وَالتَّوَاضُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الشَّرَفِ. And being down to earth is more beloved to him than becoming, having sharaf and nobility and making ourselves, holding ourselves to be high. In other words. يَسْتَكْسِرُ قَلِيلَ الْمَعْرُوفِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ وَيَسْتَقِلُّ كَثِيرَ الْمَعْرُوفِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. This is another kamal of the aql of the person. The, little bit good deed done by someone else, he should consider it to be a lot. If you find some other mu'min doing a little bit good, appreciate that person for that little bit good. This is a sign of your kamal, of your aql. And you consider it to be a lot of good deeds. Even if you did a little, consider it to be a lot. And even if you did a lot of good, consider it to be less. وَيَسْتَقِلُّ. He considers qaleel and less. كَثِيرْ الْمَعْرُوفْ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. A lot of good deed that he did from himself, he considers it to be less. This is a sign of your aql being kamil. If I consider my good deed to be a lot, because I did a lot, and this shows that my aql is not kamil. Even if I do a lot, I am still supposed to consider it to be a less. First of all, and this is not part of the hadith, I am explaining to you. First of all, we don't know what we are considering to be good is actually good in the eyes of Allah or not. Not necessarily. Sometimes we do things which we think are good. In the real sense, we were not supposed to do that, because there was something more important than that to be done. In the presence of Aham, we were doing the Muhim, and Muhim is no longer demanded and matloob in the eyes of Allah in the presence of the Aham. First of all, there is a ihtimal and probability of it. Second of all, we don't know whether it is accepted. Isn't that right? What is accepted in the eyes of Allah is actually the real Ma'ruf. And it is not accepted because there is something naqis in that. Allah is adil. Allah is not doing good. There was some naqs in my ma'roof and good. That's why it's not accepted. So then when we have these ihtimalat, and I don't know whether I do some of my sins, third of all, if I do some other sins and even my ma'roof remains to be ma'roof in my in my Kitabul Amal or not. One ghibat can transfer my maruf, isn't that right? So how can a person have, it's not easy to have yaqeen that my ma'ruf is there in my Kitabul Amal and it is accepted by Allah and it was actually really ma'ruf. It was supposed to be done at that time, at that place. And there was nothing more important than that which was demanded by Allah at that time and place. These are very gray areas for a person unless he has a higher level of ma'rifat so he can discover what to do and how to do. وَيُرَى النَّاسَ كُلَّهُمْ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. And Imam al-Kadhim al-Islam says that, so this is another words, another sign of a person being kamil and having perfection in his aql is that he considers all the people better than him. This is a big wisdom and hikmat in social interactions. Whenever you interact with people in the society, if you at any moment consider, if I at any moment consider myself to be better than the people, I may end up doing a sin. I may end up doing a wrong. Isn't that right? Because ujb can lead me towards a wrong. And not just that, but to begin with, I didn't have the right to consider myself to be wrong because I know my own sins. So when we have yaqeen about our own sins and we don't have yaqeen about the sins of others, to begin with, we never had a right to consider ourselves to be better than them. So yara an-nas kulluhum khayran minhu wa annahu sharruhum, and that he is the worst among all. So this is the kamal of the aql of the person, that he considers himself to be the worst among all. It's not an emotional thing. I already told you, in Islam there is no room for emotions and awatif. These are very logical statements. Imam is talking about kamal of aql. It's not emotional talk going on. That out of emotions we should consider ourselves to be the worst of all. No. There is a reasoning behind, there is a hikmat behind that. وَأَنَّهُ شَرُّهُمْ فِي نَفْسِهِ, and he is the worst among them in his own nafs. That means he considers himself to be the worst of them. وَهُوَ تَمَامُ الْأَمْرِ. Then Imam says, this is all of it. Tamam matalib, hamiy matalib. And this is all of it. So that's how the kamal of the person is, kamal of the aql of the person is known. إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ النَّاسُ إِلَىٰ خَالِقِهِمْ. Prophet has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, when people get close to Allah, want to be, they are becoming muqarrab to Allah, towards their creator, بِأَنْوَاعِ الْبِرِ, with various kinds of good deeds. فَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْعَقْلِ وَالسِّرِ تَسْبِقُهُمْ بِالْدَرَجَاتِ. Then you get close to Allah through aql and sir. That means you become deserving of altaful khafiyya, the hidden lutf of Allah. You become ahl of having the lutful khafi, altaful khafiyya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are sirriyan, secretly receiving the hidden mercies of Allah, altaful khafiyya, and you are getting close to Allah through your aql, this is what Prophet is advising Imam Ali alayhi salam. When people are getting close to Allah by doing various kinds of good deeds, you become close to Allah through the aql and sir. Sir.
No, isn't that right? You have a daful khafiyya from Allah. That's not going to be discovered by the society. Isn't that right? That's hidden. The step of the picture of God, you take a lead over them with levels. You have several levels ahead of them. You become several levels ahead.
Thank you. We are coming to the end of the speech. تَسْبِقُهُمْ بِالدَّرَجَاتِ وَالزُّلْفَى. You will take a lead over them, in other words, through levels and closeness in the وَالزُّلْفَى in the nas, and closeness towards the people. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ, in the dunya and in the eyes of Allah. فِي الْآخِرَةِ, so in all, in dunya and akhirah both, you will get lead over the people in the levels, and get close to the people in this dunya and in the eyes of Allah in the akhirah. مَنْ جَلَسَ مَجْلِسًا وَلَمْ يَزْدَدْ فِيهِ عِلْمًا إِزْدَادَ مِنَ اللَّهِ بُعْدًا. So whoever sits in a gathering where he does not increase, any sitting or gathering where we do not get increased in our knowledge, this person gets farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to understand the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. يا الله 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 يا الله. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقتل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين تسيم الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان, واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه تجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.